It's a great day in the Bomber Nation. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz. I'm Principal Jacob Jenkins, and I'm here with Dean of Students, Mr. Paul Rudolph. And I tell you, Paul, it feels like just yesterday we hit January, and now we're almost at the end.
That is a fact, and it has rolled through. And I was just talking to a couple of the senior girls this morning, and I'm like, I said, how you doing? Oh, you know, one of them, I'm not ready. I'm like, girls, you guys got like two Thursdays left. Let's right? go. I mean, we're on the backside of this thing now.
Oh, it just picks up from here.
So, but yeah, we're busy again this week. You know, we roll the 29th. Let's just start. We'll talk April 29th. We got elementary boys basketball, their final game over in Powers Lake. So that's their final game. We move to junior high track next week on the 29th and 30th. They go to, well, it's the girls only. Girls. On the 29th, they go to the Magic City campus at Minot High. And then on the 30th, both the boys and girls go to Ned Rose. So that's junior high track. And then next Thursday, the varsity track will go to Northwest Conference track meet in Partial. That's next Thursday. Softball rolls on Tuesday, April 30th. They play Botno up in Botno. And then on the 3rd, on Friday, they play rugby in Burlington at 4:30 p.m. Baseball, reminder, tomorrow they play in White Shield. We're meeting Central McLean in White Shield tomorrow at 11 a.m. And then on Tuesday, they play DeLax Burlington at home in a region counter game. That starts at 4. And then on Thursday, we head to Stanley for a game over in Stanley at 4:30, another region counter game. And then on Saturday the 5th, we have a couple things going on at the school here. We have Berthold plays. We play Beulah at 9:30 in the morning, and then Surrey will play Beulah. This is baseball I'm talking. Surrey will play Beulah following, and then Surrey will play Hazen. And then we play Hazen roughly at 5 o'clock-ish on that Saturday the May 4th. And then along with that, we have our final elementary girls volleyball jamboree. South Prairie, Garrison, and Bishop Ryan are coming into town to for a little jamboree for the girls volleyball elementary.
That's
on
great.
May 4th at 9:30 a.m. So that's next week in a nutshell.
Busy week.
Another busy week. Getting it rolling.
You know, we got the as we get closer here to the end, I'll just remind everyone that our last day of school for this year is May 17th. That's a Friday, and that will only be a half day of school. So we'll be releasing after lunch on that day. So make sure to watch our website to find out. We'll send out times and everything like that. For high school, finals will begin on the 15th and 16th and 17th. And if your student doesn't have to take finals, if you're in grades 9 through 12 and you're not required to take finals, you don't have to be here. So if they come and say, oh, I don't have finals, I don't have to go to school, that's entirely plausible. Now, if they're failing a class or if they have missing work, they have to come in for their finals. So you can check that on Power School or call the school. We can let you know that. Real quick, too, I just kind of wanted to talk real quick. I'm sure a lot of our listeners have heard we had two students involved in a very serious accident. And we'll be doing some different fundraiser things here to kind of help support those students. If you want to contribute to fundraisers, please watch our website. We'll be sending out messages about that. You can also call the school. And if you want to support them through us, we can make sure that any donations or anything will get to the proper families. And for those families, you know, you are in our thoughts and in our prayers. And, you know, I just, we've been thinking a lot about those students, and we're very fortunate to have them as part of the Bomber Nation. And, you know, we just thank the Lord for his protection on them and hope that the healing process goes well. So I wanted to mention that as well. So a lot going on. We've got a couple senior spotlights on the show this week, so stay tuned for those coming up next. Berthold Farmers Elevator is open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you have spring wheat, corn, canola, durum, yellow peas, or feed barley, make sure to give them a call at 453-3431. Visit their website at bertholdfarmers.com for the latest in market, weather, and news information. Berthold Farmers Elevator is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. We are back on the Bomber Buzz, and we are here with our first senior spotlight today. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz, Bennett Sorensen. How's it going today, Bennett?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming on with us today.
You ready to roll?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, you know, I have my mom, Krissa, and then my dad, Travis. They're both great, great parents. Love them to death. And then I got my sister, Piper, who actually graduated from here about two years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you love her to death, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go. Yep. Exactly. Any favorite family activity you guys do, or anything that like you guys just look forward to? Hey, here's something we're always going to do.
You know, during the summers we have a trailer down at Brendel's Bay that we go down to.
Nice.
So okay. That's pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you get on that without a doubt. How about let's switch gears? Tell us what your parents tell you about what you were like as a child.
Oh man, my mom said I was the worst kid. She said I was so crazy.
Crazy?
I was bouncing off the walls.
Really?
Yep.
Have you changed?
Absolutely.
I was going to say, gosh, I just about as laid back and easy going. And,
yeah, about the opposite of that now.
Yeah, without a doubt. She said you were crazy, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I'd love to have seen that because I wouldn't have guessed that at all. Just kind of laid back, roll with the flow. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you've been going to Berthold School?
Since I was in kindergarten.
12 years, 13 years now.
Yep.
How's it changed you? What have you changed over the course of the career?
Man, I don't know. Berthold's a great school. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think it's definitely taught me a lot. But going here my whole life, I don't really have much other experiences besides just Berthold. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
It's just a great community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a good thing. How do you feel like the Berthold School has shaped you, though? Like, what have you noticed just from yourself, self-actualization, whatever? Anything we've done or any of the schools done help shape you as a person?
I mean, I don't know. I'm really not sure. It's just a great environment overall. I don't know. It's just a great thing here in Berthold. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. How about any lessons you've learned over the course of your career?
Well, let's see. You know, I can't think of too many actually, but. Yeah, I don't
happiest
know.
Moment.
Happiest moment? That has to do with, like, the school?
Sure. Oh. Let's go with that. Happiest moment during your time in Berthold School?
Oh, it probably happened this year. It's probably during the football season when we won the homecoming football game.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since Berthold's done that. So, yeah,
that's what they were telling me. I haven't won a homecoming game in a while.
Yeah, that was probably the best.
Yeah, there was a lot of fun nights, without a doubt. That was a fun one. How about a time where you failed at something? And then what you learned from that experience?
Oh, probably have to say during baseball, pitching has always been a struggle for me.
Mm.
So last year I was bad. I couldn't throw a strike to save my life. But with a new coach coming in and, you know, him instilling some more confidence in me, I think, you know, that's really helped me get better.
Good. A little confidence does go a long way.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Without a doubt. How about something you're most proud of?
Most proud of? You know, I'd probably have to say just the person I'm becoming. I think, you know, well, coming from a crazy kid like that, anything's better than that.
Do you remember being crazy?
No, I really don't. Huh? I don't remember that much. Yeah, I must have been pretty young.
I'm going to have to visit with your mother a little bit about that. That just seems so out of character, but it could be. Who knows? She would know. How about what motivates you? What motivates you on a day-to-day basis?
You know, I don't want to say money motivates me, but I think just, you know, wanting to have a stable life and never having to worry about money is what motivates me to, you know, work it for what I want in life.
Okay, yeah. Nothing wrong. Yes, I don't know if that's money motivating you. I think that's just, that's what the world is, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Make sure we're getting by and do it what we can. How about teachers and classmates? How do you want them to remember you? Like 10 years from now, what are your teachers going to say about you?
You know, that kid, he always showed up to school and had a good attitude.
That's good. Nothing. I hope everybody can say that. How about your classmates?
Yeah, I just hope they don't talk bad about me.
Yeah, but there's no reason to.
No, I think I've been pretty decent throughout my years here.
Without a doubt. I would never guess that. How about anything? So as the question states, right, it's what's something that you want people to know about you that they may not already know? Anything out there? You got a hidden talent? You got?
I'm pretty big into computers. I like building computers, actually. So kind of a nerd. Yep.
You're a computer builder?
Yep.
Really? I did not know that. How many have you built?
Oh, well, I have one, but I've changed out a lot of the parts. So,
sure.
I mean, I've probably rebuilt it like 3 different times.
Really?
That's awesome. Yep.
So, like, elaborate a little bit. Like, what have you done to it?
Well, I'm sure the people listening don't know much about computer parts, but I've changed.
Nor do I. So I'm looking. I'm all ears. Let's go.
I've changed out the graphics card.
Yep.
And then the CPU, and then the RAM, the motherboard. I've changed everything, all the parts of a computer pretty much.
Okay.
I've changed them out
at one
point.
So you just make it bigger or make it better or keep it up to date, basically?
Yep, just upgrading them.
Really?
Are you a liquid cool guy?
No. I have no clue how to do that. Nope.
Okay. So fans and heat sinks.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Wow, interesting. How about that? Yeah, that's definitely one I didn't know, and I don't think there's a lot of people who probably did. How about advice? Now, I've been asking this one in twofold, right? So, like, if we took you down to the sixth grade, who's moving into junior high next year, what advice you got to them, you know, as they make their way down to the other end of the school and they're going to embark on their journey here? What advice you give them?
You know, I'm sure they've probably heard it before, but just to cherish their time while they have it, because it does really go by quick. Yeah. So just, you know, slow down, enjoy your moments now, just... Yeah.
Yep, for sure. How about if we grabbed somebody in the high school hallway, you know, ninth grader, 10th grader, what advice you got for them?
I mean, same kind of thing, but, you know, just be respectful to people. There's no reason to be mean to anyone.
Yeah,
that's right. Just,
agreed.
Yeah.
Be a good person. Goes a long ways, without a doubt. How about future plans?
Well, I plan on joining the electrical union and becoming an apprentice electrician.
Okay. Great. So, you've got it all lined up, ready to roll?
Yep.
Where do we start?
I'm going to work for Wheeler. Yep.
Great.
Like starting a week after I graduate,
so
probably.
So right away, right there, right at the end of Memorial Day, basically.
Yep.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Start, and here you go.
Yep.
Isn't it roughly 2 years?
It's five years to get my journeyman.
5 years to get your journeyman?
Yep.
Okay, mm-hmm. So then you'll take the class or take the book classes or whatever right while you're doing it.
Yep.
Good for you.
Night classes all 5 years.
All right.
Sure. One day a night.
That's not too bad at all.
So you have your hours already worked out? 4 day week, 5 day week?
4 day week right now.
4 day week.
11 hour days.
4 elevens?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. 3 day weekend.
Yeah.
That's gotta love it.
Yeah. Well, you can use the lake trailer now.
Yep.
Yeah, good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you. All right, Bennett, anything else you want to share with us?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
All right, man. Well, it was great. We appreciate it a bunch.
All right. Well, if you need a computer, talk to Bennett. He can get you something sweet put together.
There you go. Any graduation gifts out there.
There we go. All right. Coming up next on the Bomber Buzz, we have our next Senior Spotlight with Caleb Nashum. Stay tuned for that. Birds All Grain and Seed is a farmer seed company. They specialize in seed sales and feed grade and seed conditioning. Birds All Grain and Seed strives to provide the best and newest varieties that are conditioned to meet their high standards. As a family-owned company, they live their core values of quality, integrity, service, people, and trust. Their motto, a farmer's seed and agronomy company, reminds us daily that their business is built around satisfying the needs of their customers with information they have learned over a long legacy of their own farm. Birds All Grain and Seed is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. are back here on the Bomber Buzz with our second senior spotlight and our final senior spotlight of the year. Welcome to the Bomber Buzz, Mr. Caleb Nesham. How's it going, Caleb?
Good, yeah. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you.
We are. We're excited for this one. Let's go. It's got to be, you know, it's the finale, so you got to give us a little extra special here.
I'll try my best.
All right, here we go. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, I guess I'm Caleb Nesham, born and raised about 5 miles east of Berthold. Grew up on a farm and ranch and run some cows, do a little bit of farming, small grains and a little corn. And I got three older sisters. One's in college and the other two are out of college and have jobs. And I guess that's
right on.
There you go.
Me.
All right, yeah. Let's go. That's a good start. How about what your parents have told you about, like, when you were a child? What were you like when you were a child?
I don't know. I think I was a little wild child, I guess.
You had a little wild child in you? Really?
Yeah. Just,
elaborate.
Well, I just went and did what I wanted to, I guess. This one time at the state fair, I've been going to the state fair. My family's been showing cattle since I was born, I guess. So it's one time at the state fair. They thought I got lost, but I was just over riding horses across the fairgrounds. So.
Stopped into the horse barn, had to check that out.
Yeah.
Well, have you changed?
Well, not really. No.
Not really?
I still like to explore.
Yeah, still the same way.
Yeah.
Here we go. No, that's good. I like it. So you've been going to the Berthold School your entire career. How do you feel like, you know, how has it shaped you?
Well, I guess just the community is really involved with the school and the sports, and they're really supportive to the people who go to the school, I guess, and playing football. And when I was younger, I played baseball, and it's just really helped me become who I am, I guess.
It's a good tight-knit community, and most small towns are, but it certainly is special, the one you grow up in, without a doubt. What's the most important lesson you've learned while you've been in the academic system?
Just keep on trying. You'll get through it, and you'll hopefully find the day that you graduate. Hopefully it's coming up here pretty soon.
You only got a couple Thursdays left, a couple Fridays left.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah, let's go. It ain't very far. Happiest moment during your academic career at Berthold High School? What's the one thing you truly remember, still makes you chuckle, make you chuckle 20 years from now?
Well, one day when we were in math class, Mr. Ross was teaching, and I think it was my eighth grade year. I think that was his last year here. We were sitting in the classroom. He was talking about something. We probably had him off topic talking about the baseball team or something. But Mason goes to the back of the classroom, and he shuts off the lights, and we all look back, and he just kind of stands there for a while and then goes, "That sets the mood."
Mason, I think I've heard that story.
Sounds like a classic. That
was a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys remember that one. How about a time you failed at something and you really learn from the experience? And it can be anything. It doesn't.
I guess a time I don't like just developing. I mean, showing cattle would be one thing. Like when I first started, I mean, the industry's changed so much, but from my first show effort to now, I think I've changed and developed some different habits and just learned from what I've done that works and what doesn't work. And I think that's how everything goes. If you try at it long enough, you'll learn what works and doesn't work. And
without a doubt.
For sure.
If you're a lifelong learner, even the question you answer today might be a little bit different 5 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah, spot on. If you just keep locking into those experiences and where you're going to head. Yeah, without a doubt. What's one of the things you're most proud of?
Well, I guess I'm proud of, there's a lot of things, but I mean, proud I get to graduate in a couple weeks, but just getting through it and keeping on doing what I'm doing and do what I'd like to do and just go from there, I guess, farming and having some cows and doing stuff like that, things that I enjoy to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
What motivates you?
Doing the things I like to
do.
I think that piggybacks right off the last question.
Yeah, stay true to yourself, without a doubt. I mean, if that's your flow, then that's your flow. Yeah. That's good stuff. Teachers and classmates, 20 years from now, 5 years from now, how are they going to remember Caleb? What are the teachers going to say about Caleb Nash?
Well, I hope they say that I was a nice student, but we'll see what they say about me.
Would they have any other inclination of saying something else?
I mean, you don't have to hope for that. No, I was always a bit of a talker, and they never really liked that. I like to talk in the class. I was chatty in the class.
You're a conversation piece. There's no doubt about that.
I talked a bit. And
see, to me, you're that typical Midwest farm guy. That's, you know, it's like, got work to do, but if I got a little chat, I got time to chat with you for a little bit. Tell me about the rain. Tell me about what's going on. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's always time for chatting.
Exactly. Exactly. Sure. That's just one of the deals. How about your classmates?
I mean, I don't know what they'll say about me, but
you do too.
Well, I guess they'll say I was a bit of a talker too. Always could strike up a conversation somewhere about anything.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. How about something that we may not know about you already? Is there something, a secret in there? Or you got a hidden passion?
I don't think so.
Huh?
I don't think I do. But
no.
Just like to farm and ranch and.
Like you're not a chef guitar or anything like that that we didn't know about? I got this hidden talent where I can really make chocolate chip cookies or
I'm pretty good at making muffins, but muffins? I don't know about chocolate chip cookies.
So no real hidden talent. You got the open book going.
I'm pretty open.
Okay, gotcha. How about advice? We've been doing this one kind of twofold. I've been saying, okay, well, you know, if we walk down to the sixth grade, moving down to the junior high next year, and you can think of a young Caleb Nesham, grab one of them, you know, one of the kids or a couple kids out of there. What advice would you give them as they move into their junior high and high school years?
Just keep on trying. Don't give up. I mean, you'll get older and you'll develop what you like and what you don't like and just really strive for what you do like and just be respectful and keep on growing as a person.
Yeah, good advice. Great advice. You bet it is. How about one of the kids, let's say freshman, sophomore right now? You know,
I mean, same thing. Just be respectful and see what you do like. And if you really like it, just chase after it. Go after your dreams. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere if you're not chasing after what you like.
No, without a doubt. And some of that's on you, right? I mean, you decided this is what I'm going. Let's go. No, I like it. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it a bunch. How about future plans? What do you got in store? What's in store for Caleb?
I think I'm just going to try my hand at farming and ranching, I guess. Right. I mean, see how that works out, maybe. Raise a few show heifers, sell, and just sell some cows and help work on my family ranch, I guess.
Okay. Anything else you can tell us? Anything else for the constituents?
I don't think so. I don't know.
No, it's been great, man. We've loved having you. It was a great finale. I think it's fantastic. I agree. Man. I appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the Bomber Buzz. Yes. More coming up shortly.
The people of Farmers Union Oil believe in the community and in the people that work there. From gas and parts to food and friendship, Farmers Union Oil is powered by local people and provides for the community's needs. Make sure to stop in at one of their locally owned 4 locations in Berthold, Carpio, Donnybrook, and Burlington. Farmers Union Oil is a proud sponsor of the Bomber Nation. You've been listening to the Bomber Buzz. The Bomber Buzz is our weekly podcast from the Bomber Nation. If you have something that you would like to hear or if you have questions or comments, please email us at bomberbuzz@mylcsd.us or go ahead and call the school. If you'd like to be on this podcast, give us a buzz. We'll get you on here. Make sure to like and subscribe so that you get updates of every new podcast. We put out new podcasts on Fridays. Thank you. Have a good night and fly high, Bombers. We'll be right back.